And how does it feel to celebrate 5 years?
It's really amazing that we have come this far. You know, I think a lot of small theater companies really struggle with just surviving in New York. And we have been surviving and we've been thriving. And when we started this project in 2011, we didn't think that it would go 5 years. We just wanted to make it through year one. So 5 years feels really special.
All right. How do you think this this festival has changed kind of like the landscape of indie theater in New York City?
Well, I have to say specifically for short plays, for short play festivals, I think what we try really hard to do is to show that you can still produce a compelling piece and a compelling night of theater in 10 minutes or less. We try to make sure that the night feels like a complete piece of theater that doesn't feel like each piece was independently produced or independently, selected, that they were curated and they were put together very specifically. And I do think that we have become known for really excellent short work, and that short work shouldn't be seen or taken any differently than full-length play.
Okay, there's, as you said before, there's a bunch of short theater festivals in New York City. What do you think makes this one special?
I mean, again, I think we're working with some really top-notch folks across the board, writers, actors, directors, technicians. And what I like about our show is that we really pull from across boundaries and across success levels and all of that. So we have folks who have been on Broadway. We have MFA graduates. We have people just out of school, all working on the same level because the work is – it's worth doing, and the work is really good. And I think, again, we do curate the performances and the pieces in a way that makes it unique. So each year we continue to refine that theme of spring fling and what that means.
Can we just discuss some of the productions and some of the people affiliated just to kind of tease it a little bit, let people know what to expect?
Sure. I mean, we've got six amazing writers again. John Karen is one of our writers who just sold a TV show. Effie Lee Earlbach, who also just sold a TV show, had a show at Ars Nova last year that was a big success. Elizabeth Irwin, who had a show at Playwrights Realm that was a big success. Erica Sela, who's been all over Ensemble Studio Theater and Youngblood and has had readings and developments all over town. Sarah Sander, who's in the Public Theater Emerging Writers Group, and Daniel Talbot, who's an amazing actor, director, writer, and part of Rising Phoenix and Rattlestick Theater. So all these folks, they're not beginners. They're certainly developing quite a body of work.
What do you think you've learned over the last 4 years, and how do you think it's impacted this year?
For me, I also am an actor, as a bunch of people know. So I think just finding the balance between acting and producing continues to be challenging and also fun. And I think as I struggle with it every year about balancing the workload, I learn how to do it a little bit better. And I think we've also just gotten better about being a machine, about going into the theater on a limited budget and a limited amount of time, and knowing how to put up some really good work in a short amount of space and time.
For someone that hasn't experienced the spring fling yet, what do you think is the one reason why they should head out?
Our mission is to make entertainment fun again, to make live entertainment fun. So we're going to have a live beatboxer. We're going to have champagne bottle service. We really want you to sit back and relax and have an experience that's new and exciting, that we're not just your grandmother's stuffy opera or Broadway, that we can also be competitive with immediate entertainment.